యం ప్రభ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేతకిత్తం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాతరయా జుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తర్వో వినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమానతిషి తవైవాస్మే తవైవాస్మే న జీవామి త్వయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞాయ రాధే. My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Asutarsis Madhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Asutarsis Madhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj.
我向我的灵性导师 Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad
Asutarsis. In morning up to what sweet past times of Krishna has been done.
When I get up to bring
very good. You have finished all. After that, Krishna began to do a ras with all the gopis, thousands and thousands, lakhs gopis, and he made himself thousands and thousands and dancing with gopis, one Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna, one gopi. They were singing, they were dancing, they are doing so much things. And after that, it continued to Brahma one night. Thousand and thousand years, one night became. And after that, he saw the love and affection of gopis and told, O gopis, you have given up your husbands, given up your all whole relatives, and come to me. I cannot do like this. So I cannot repay you. So if you mercifully, by your good behavior, good mood, though you can't repay me, but always I cannot repay you. I will remain debted to you. After that, Akrur came to Braja and took Krishna Baldev with him in Mathurapuri. Krishna went there and killed Kans and his all associates. Then he fought with Jarasandha, the father-in-law of Kansa, 18 times and killed his whole army. And then he went to Dwarka and he killed so many demons, and in the end he married with 60,108 very beautiful ladies, and from each wife 10 sons and 1 daughter. They took birth big family Krishna, and then Baldev Prabhu also, before Krishna, he married Revati and Baruni and Revati. And thus, they went to Mahabharata. Battle of Mahabharata. And Krishna became charioteer of Krishna. And then Krishna gave Arjun power and Bhim. They destroyed whole Kaurav family. 21 lakhs of army they destroyed. Then they returned back to again Dwarkapuri, and after some time, with all his associates, he went to Golok Vrindavan and sent those who have come from
heavenly planet
here and there, they sent them. Thus he finished Krishna pastime lila.
OK. 那么因为前面呢在早上的时候呢有几位讲经者已经讲了 Krishna 童林逍遥时光以及一些逍遥时光。 那么Shri Guru Dev 继续讲到了在 Krishna 云木牛姑娘的 Rasa 之舞中，那么他扩展自己成为了千千万万个 Krishna， 每一个呢 Krishna 都以一个木牛姑娘对应着， 他们一起歌唱一起跳舞，还有展示其他的活动，他们的这个 Rasa 之舞的话呢，维持一个 Brahma 这么长， Brahma 的一夜这么长，那么就好几十亿年了。那么看见木牛姑娘的爱， Krishna 对 Gopi 们就说了，他说你们放弃自己的丈夫亲戚来到我这儿，我却做不到这一点，所以我亏欠你们，但是如果你们仁慈的话， 请急着你们的德行，就是你们的美德，免除我这份债务。那么之后的话呢， Akura 就 Krishna 舅舅呢就来到了 Vrindavan， 将他们带到了 Mathura。 所以 Krishna 与 Balaram 呢在到 Mathura 之后呢杀死了 Kamsa 以及他的同游，以后呢就和了加拉桑达等恶魔呢激战，一共18次这个大战，那么歼灭了所有呢 加拉桑达的这个军队。在此之后呢，他们移居Dwarka，在Dwarka呢也杀了很多的恶魔，他最后呢娶了16108个妃子，从每个妃子那里呢生育了呢10个儿子和一个女儿，那么是一个很庞大的家族。那么巴拉德比也在此之前娶了呢Revati和Varuni两位妻子。在 Mahabharata 这场战役之中， Krishna 成了 Arjuna 的马车夫，并且呢在这场战争中呢，就库鲁族基本上都死掉了在这场战争之中。那么 Krishna 回到了重新再回到 Dwarkapuri， 也就是圣城 Dwarka， 他在那里呢居住了一段时间之后呢，与他的同游一起回到了 Goloka Vrindavan。 那么有的同游的话呢回到了天堂星宿，因为他们是来自半神人的家族。
Today is a special and very sacred day. Today, Krishna, in the form of Ramchandra, took birth in Ayodhya. Tomorrow is Ram Navami, but you will go all. So I'm telling Ram Katha today.
那么明天呢是 Ram Navami， 就是主 Ramachandra 的这个显现日。但是呢因为大家明天呢都离开了，所以今天呢，除了跟大家讲一下主 Rama 的一些逍遥时光。
In ancient time, there was a king named Maharaj Dasarath. He was very, very a strong personality of king. He conquered all kings in south, south, north, east, west, here and there, everyone. So his name was Dasaratha. A chariot going everywhere. So Dasaratha. In 10 direction. Up, down, here, here, here. You know. So he was Dasaratha. He has 360 wives. Wives. But he has no child or no son. Now his half life was finished. He was going to be old, but no son. He was very much anxious for this. One day, went to hunting, and whole day he was running here and there. And it became night. Now he was very hungry and thirsty. And he wanted to take shelter anywhere in the night. So nearby his one friend, King Kaikeyi, the father of Kaikeyi mother, was there nearby. So he went there.
那么在远古的时候呢，有一位国王哈，名字叫呢达斯拉塔王。那么他是一个非常强大哈，非常伟大的一位呢国王。他征服了呢，他东西南北方。那么这里面他的名字呢叫达斯拉塔，意思是呢哈，他的马车呢到达了10个方位。 也就是说非常富裕辽阔的一个王国了，一个国王。那么他娶了360个妻子，但是呢却没有养育任何儿子，所以他现在已经年过半百。那么接近老年之时，依然没有孩子，所以他非常忧心。有一日他去狩猎的时候，那么一日奔逐，天色已晚的时候呢，感到又饥又渴。那么在一个地方呢歇下来，那么附近呢就是呢卡凯伊的这个父亲呢在那里呢居住的。
When he went, then King Kaikeyi became very happy. And he told his one very young daughter, very beautiful, that, oh, my daughter, dear daughter Kaikeyi, you should manage to give to feed and to give,
take care of
and you should take care of Maharaj Dasarath, that he will be happy here. Kaikeyi was really very beautiful and very qualified. She served Maharaj Dasarath in such a way that he became very, very happy. In morning, he went to Maharaj Kaikeyi and he was taking his permission that he will go to, he is going to his kingdom, Ayodhya. But he also told, O king, my brother king, my friend king, I am very happy that your daughter served me in such a way that I am so much happy. So I request you that you should marry your daughter to me. Then king began to laugh. Oh, I cannot give my daughter to you for marry. I know that you have so many queens, but I want that I will give my daughter to any king in the condition that the son by the womb of my daughter will be king, then I can be. Otherwise not.
Hmm. 那么当时呢，他去呢，卡卡伊这个王国王那里呢，去留居了。那么卡卡伊王很非常高兴了，他告诉他年轻和美貌的女儿说。 我亲爱的女儿哈，卡卡伊，请你去照应一下达斯拉特王，你应该让他高兴才对。那么卡卡伊呢，长得呢非常之美貌，也非常之有资格。那么他服侍呢达斯拉特王，令他呢非常的高兴。那么第二天清晨，他去到呢卡卡伊王那里，他就准备离去的时候呢，前往阿尤迪亚城的时候，他请求呢这个国王，他说：“哦，我亲爱的亲王。” 您的女儿，这样服侍我，我非常之高兴。我请求你，请将你的女儿嫁给我。那么卡卡伊王呢就说了，他说呢，我不能把我的女儿嫁给你，因为你已经有很多妃子。我只有将来哈我的女儿嫁给这样一个呢国王，也就是说呢我的女儿的儿子哈将来继承王位。我只有这个条件的时候呢，才会呢将我的女儿哈分配于任何人。
Hearing this, Maharaj Dasarath began to laugh and told, "Oh, my friend, I have 360 queens, but I have no son. So if your daughter will give son, automatically he will be my successor king. So don't worry for this. I will be very lucky that if a son I will have from this Kayakai." Then King Kayakai gave marriage to her daughter to Maharaj Dasarath, and Dasarath taking with that Kayakai, he returned back to Ayodhya. After some time, demigoddesses called Maharaj Dasarath that he was very powerful. We want to make you the Senapati, Pradhan.
Commander-in-chief
of our army, and you should defeat demons. Then Maharaj Dasarath went to
heaven,
and there Kayakeyi also went with him, and there he became the commander-in-chief of that army and began to fight with them. One day he was fighting in the and Kayakeyi was charioteer. He was very, very brave, powerful. She was a charioteer. And then in the meantime, the axle of the
chariot
broken. And at that time, Kakai jumped up from
chariot
and took the chariot on his hand. And Maharaj Dasarath defeated them. After battle, Maharaj Dasarath was very, very, very happy. "Oh, you have saved me. And for you, I have won the battle. You should have asked two boons. I will want to fulfill your desire." Kaikeyi told that, "I am your wife. It was my duty to serve you like this. I have done. No need of boon." But again and again Maharaj Dasarath told, "Oh, you must have two boons. You were charioteer, and second, you lifted the chariot. So two boons." Then she told, "Oh, when any time will come, on proper time, I will ask this womb, or keep it
as a deposit.
As a my deposit money.
啊。那么当时哈，傍审人的话呢，就发现了这个Dasaratha哈非常之呢上账了哈，所以呢他请求他说你非常之强大，所以呢我恳求你哈成为我们的这个主帅，与恶魔击仗，所以呢他就去到了天堂星宿，成为呢这个傍审人的这个呢就主帅，与这个恶魔击仗。那么有一日呢，他在参战的时候呢，他的妻子卡卡伊为他呢驾车。那么当时呢，在激战的时候呢，这个车辐哈就脱出来了，所以卡卡伊呢就下了车哈，将这个车呢整个呢哈就是说抬起来。所以呢，达斯拉特王呢就在他的帮助下的话呢，赢得了这场战争。他非常之高兴啊，对他的妻子呢卡卡伊说：“他说你救了我一命，我才得以呢哈胜仗。所以呢，我请你哈就是说接受呢。”两个祝福哈，因为呢，但是卡卡伊说哈，你是我是你的妻子，那么就是说扶助你的话呢是我的职责，但是他达斯拉特王还是坚持，他说一呢你为我驾车，二哈你将那车子抬起来帮助了我，所以呢我就是说呢准备给你两个祝福，所以当时卡卡伊说，时间到的时候呢我会哈要这两个祝福，现在呢哈先把这个两个祝福呢，也就是说呢先呢存起来，像存钱那样啊先放起来。
After that, Maharaj Dasarath returned back to Ayodhya. But no son, so he performed a putreshti yajna, putreshti fire sacrifice. Rishi Singh.Did it. When sacrifice was finished, from the sacrifice fire, a deity came out and he gave something.
Sweet rice.
Huh? Sweet rice. To Maharaj Dasarath.And told you should give it any of the your king queen and they must have some. Maharaj Dasarath became very happy and he divided half his gift to Kausalya and in halfHe did two parts, half gave to Kaikeyi and half gave to Sumitra and mother Kausalya and Kaikeyi, they divided something and gave also to
Sumitra.
So Ram from the womb ofKausalya Ram took birth from Kaikeyi Bharat and from Sumitra Bharat and Shakuna too. But you should know either Krishna or Ram or any incarnation of Krishna, they don't come with husband and wife like worldly person.That is why fire sacrifice was done, and in the form of sweet rice, himself, Ram, that is Krishna came in the form of Ram. Understand? Why sacrifice was done? That Ram is not like us, taking birth from father and mother, like Krishna also.By mantra, Krishna came in the heart of Maharaj Nanda, and Nanda by mantra he gave to in this way. Nishingadev, no Om, nothing. Paradev and others also, not from like father, mother comes. Now, oh.
那么当时哈，达斯拉图王的话呢，就圣战之后呢，回到了阿优迦城，他依然没有儿子，所以他举行了一个呢哈祭祀，就要获得一个儿子。那么在祭祀完之后的话呢，一个神像哈就展现在呢这个祭祀之火中出现了哈，给了他一些东西，那么就是甜奶饭哈给那个达斯拉图王，他说你可以将这个甜奶饭给任何一位妃子，那么他们肯定能够哈养生育呢为你生育儿子，所以达斯拉图王呢哈非常高兴。他将一半的甜奶饭呢给了一个王妃哈、哦，叫卡萨伊，那么另外一半呢给了哈、哦，就叫卡卡伊，那么卡卡伊的话将一半呢给了苏米特拉，这样子的话呢他就得了哈、哦，就是说四个儿子，从卡萨伊那里呢得了呢 Ram， 卡萨伊啊那里得了主 Ram， 那么从卡卡伊那里就得了 Bharat 啊、哦，从苏米特拉呢得了 Lakshman 啊、哦、等等。那么任何主的化身的话呢，他们都不是哈、哦、从男女啊这种的哈、哦，就是说呢，男女或父母那里呢出生的，就像呢主拉玛是从哦以呢这个甜奶饭哈、哦，就是说呢这个方式呢展示出来。那么像主 Krishna 也是一样的，他通过这个曼陀罗哈、哦、授予呢南达玛哈拉奇的心中的话呢，然后呢又传递给了亚修的妈妈，所以得以出生。像主尼辛哈德夫的话呢，也是从哈、哦、柱子出生。所以主的这个化身呢都不是呢普通的这种男女哈、哦、这种呢关系呢，或者是从哈、哦、父母呢这样子出生的，像普通人一样。
嗯， you know Rupati Raghav Rajaram or any song of you should do. After some time they were sent to school of Vasishthadev, Gurukul. And they became expert in all 64 kinds of kala. Arts. And they returned back again to Ayodhya. After some time, Maharshi Vishwamitra came to Maharaj Dasaratha and told, we are doing sacrifice, but demons are destroying. So I want Ram and Lakshman, you should give me and they will protect us. Maharaj Dasaratha told, oh, they are very teenage. I will go with my whole army and I will protect. Then Vishwamitra told, you cannot. I know. Please give, otherwise I will stop giving, curse you. Then Maharshi Vasishtha, the guru of Maharaj Dasaratha, told, oh Maharaj Dasaratha, oh, if he will give, oh, he will learn so many things and he will be very happy. Anyhow he gave and he brought through Siddhashram on the bank of Ganges, where my birth is, my birthplace. And Ramchandra, Vishwamitra taught him dhanush, so many mantra of, and Ramchandra killed so many demons there, and Marish was there and he did not kill, but he threw him that he went to Lanka in ocean. Then he went to Janakpuri with Maharshi Vasishtha, Rama and Lakshman.
Vishwamitra.
And there, oh, there was a bow of Shankar. He was so heavy that so strong kings could not
lift it up.
Take it up. Even Ravan came. Banasur came. Demigods came. They could not. Maharaj Janak, the father of Sita, he had promised those who will
string the bow.
I will give marriage my daughter to that person. So many kings all round everywhere world, they came to Janakpuri and they wanted to take it off, but they could not. At last, Ramchandra, by the order of Vishwamitra, very easily he took that bow, and when he was
stringing,
at once that bow broken. Patong! Bhagavan Sri Ramchandra ki. And thus Sita Devi was married to Sri Ramchandra. In the meantime,
那么一段时间后呢，主Rama和他的兄弟的话呢，去到呢Vasistha Muni那里哈，这个咕噜库，这个灵性学校的学习，他很快呢掌握了64种的哈这个艺术，并且回到了凡尘阿优点。那么再过了一段时间后呢，有一位圣人哈叫Vishwamitra哈去到呢主Rama的父亲那里恳求了，他说呢，我们在做祭祀的时候呢有恶魔的骚扰。 所以恳求你将主Rama给我们来保护我们。当时呢，Dasaratha王就说了，他孩子哈，他们上年幼，他说我会去哈来保护你们。但是呢，Vishwamitra说呢，你保护不了我哈，你保护不了我们，我们想要哈你的儿子，不然的话呢，我会诅咒你们。所以呢，在他的这个灵性导师 Vasistha Muni 这个恳求，就说呢，就跟他说了，就说你把孩子哈给他吧。 这样子他呢可以的哈，从圣人那里呢学习很多东西，也会很快乐的。所以呢，后来就说呢，无论如何了，达斯拉特王哈将呢主拉玛呢就交给了Vishwamitra哈这个呢圣者。那么他们去到了恒河岸边，那么来到了哈这个地方呢，也是呢咱们 Sri Guru Day 呢这个出生地，在比哈尔这个地方哈。 那么当时呢，在圣人呢举行祭祀的时候呢，很多哈像很多恶魔呢来骚扰了，像呢Subhami、Smari、Subahu哈、Mari这些恶魔哈 Ravana、Marichi 等等哈来骚扰。但是Rama 当时呢没有杀害他们哈，只是把他们赶到了哈 Lanka。在去往呢Janakpuri 的时候呢，当时呢Janaka王的话呢。 正在为他的女儿哈选婿，他当时有一个宫啊，是桑卡尔哈主呢桑卡尔的这个就西瓦神的这个宫授予他的。那么当时他就承诺了，他说任何人可以抬起哈这个宫，并且呢拉弓啊射箭的人的话呢，将成为呢哈我将把我的女儿呢嫁给他。当时有很多呢这些呢棒神人哈，还有呢包括呢瓦纳属哈等等呢这些国王哈都呢前往呢那里呢。 就是说呢，这个显虚大赛上，那么主Rama呢，就将在那个显虚大赛上呢，将这个弓呢，拉起来了，并且呢，在拉弓的时候呢，哈，这个拉箭的时候，这个弓呢断掉了，因为他在那，他得到了这个他的灵性导师，Vishwamitra哈这个呢祝福。Maharaj Dasarath was also invited from Ajodhya.
He came with Bharatsatrugna, Maharshi, Brahmarshi Vasishtha, and so many important persons from Ajodhya. And then Ram, Lakshman, Bharatsatrugna was married also. And after that they returned back to Ajodhya. After some time, Bharat and Shatrughna, they went to the maternal uncle of Bharat, that is Kaikai Desh, Maharaj Kaikai. And Dasrath called a assembly that now I am going to be old. I know Ram is very, my son Ram is very much qualified to be a king after me, my successor. I want to give him
the post of crown prince.
The post of prince.
Crown prince.
Crown prince. Maharaj Vasishtha and all persons there in council, they became very happy. Oh Maharaj Dasrath, don't delay. Then he told them, when I should make him king, then prince, then Maharshi Vasishtha, Devarshi, Brahmarshi Vasishtha told, tomorrow is very auspicious day.
Navamitra.
All Graha Nakshatra,
stars and constellation,
all are very favorable. Tomorrow it should be given. So he declared that tomorrow I will give
the post of crown prince to Ram.
Thus, he told Vasishtha that you should prepare all things for Abhishek of Ram. All became very happy. In the meantime, maid servant of Kaikai, she went to Kaikai and told, oh, really, you are very unlucky, unfortunate. Tomorrow, Maharani Kaikai will be Maharani, Rajmata,
Kausalya.
He will be Rajmata, mother of king. And you will be maid servant of Kausalya. When he heard, she became very happy. And he wanted to give his
necklace.
Golden necklace to that maid servant. But she took it and threw off. You are really very foolish. You are not understanding. Ram will be king and Bharat will be his
servant.
And you will be the mother of servant. Still there is some way. And then Kaikai thought, oh, why he has sent Bharat and Shatrughna from here? And in their absence, why he has declared? You remember? Your father had promised, told Maharaj Dasarath that a son from your womb will be king. So why you are not doing so? And also you have torn bone from Maharaj Dasarath. You should tell Maharaj Dasarath that first Bharat will be king and Ramchandra will go
in exile for
13
years.
Dasrath was invited to the
after
那么当时哈，那么主 Rama 的话呢，就得到了哈这个呢，就得到了妻子哈这个呢 Sita 之后呢，回到了呢 Ayodhya 城。I don't Kaikai Desh, what's that? Kaikai Desh. City. Okay. 所以呢，他们两个呢，回到了哈他的这个主拉玛的这个母亲的这个地方了哈，就拜访一下，然后再回到了哈这个呢他的圣城阿尤迦。那么在此之后呢，达斯瓦塔王呢会聚众人，他说了，我年纪已大了哈，我的儿子主拉玛的话呢，非常有资格成为我的后继者，所以我将哈授予他的王冕。那么当时呢，瓦西斯特穆尼以及其他在场的这个会众的话呢，都非常高兴。他说哦，达斯拉特王哈，请不要呢延迟哈这个决定。所以瓦西斯特穆尼呢就说了哈，他说明天呢星象呢哈非常的这个非常的吉祥，所以呢就请选，就是说呢请决定哈明天呢就授予呢主拉玛王冕吧。所以呢达斯拉特王呢就告诉呢瓦西斯特穆尼说，那请你们哈准备呢给主拉给拉玛呢做这个沐浴礼哈阿比谢克。当时卡凯伊的这个女仆呢就去到了这个王妃哈卡凯伊那里说了，她说你真是很不幸，明天呢卡塞尔哈的儿子将成为呢国王，而你将成为呢卡塞尔的女仆。但是呢卡凯伊听了后呢非常高兴，她想将这个项链哈交给女仆，但是呢这个女仆哈她说了，你真是太蠢了，主拉玛哈将成为呢国王，而你的儿子巴拉特就会成为呢仆人，你不过是哈仆人的母亲而已，你应该立即哈避免这个事情的发生。他说达斯拉特王哈立即会宣布了这项事情。你忘记了吗？你的父亲曾经告诉呢达斯拉特王说，你的儿子哈将成为王，而你也从呢达斯拉特王那里得到了两个祝福。
From where?
Oh, then. Then Kakai took up all her ornaments and took very dirty clothes and was weeping and send anyone to Maharaj Dasarath that Kaiki is very weeping and weeping. Maharaj Dasarath heard and he came to his dear wife. He wanted to know why she was weeping and why she is wearing dirty clothes. Then she told, do you remember that you have given me two boons? So I want to ask now. It is proper time for me. Maharaj Dasarath said, I can give you. And then she told, Bharat should be king and Ram should be exiled for 14 years. Maharaj Dasarath hearing a fan and began to weep. Oh Kaikeyi, I can make Bharat king, my successor. But why you want that Ram should go? Exile. Why you are sending? Kaikeyi told that you should just now promise that I will do these things. I don't want to hear anything. But Kaikeyi thought, if Ram is here, then no one will accept Bharat as a king. So he must be sent to exile. And that is why she insisted that Ram should also go to exile. Then Maharaj Dasarath became very, very and worried and began to weep. Oh, my dear Kaikeyi, don't send exile Ram. But she was not
could not
change her mind.
Then Bharat told, Bharat called Kaikeyi called
Ram.
Sri Ram, and Ram asked the why my father is infant and why he is not speaking and is crying. That for you, he had given me two bones and I have
asked now
that Bharat should go, be king, and you should go to exile for 14 years. Ramchand became very happy. Oh, from beginning I was thinking that why in Indian culture the elder son becomes king? Why not it is divided into all his brothers? Now I am happy that you have asked boon from Maharaj Dasan. I am at once going in exile. When he was ready, then at once Sita Devi told, I must go with you. I cannot survive here. And then Lakshman also told that I must go with you. So, three in the form of sannyasi, they took
dress
of sannyasis and they went to exile. I'm telling in very brief.
那么当时哈，他可以这个王妃的话呢，将所有的事物哈，他的那个作为王妃的这个珠宝事物呢哈，取下来穿上了哈破旧的脏衣服，然后呢在那里的哈哭泣不停了。他的仆人哈去呢达斯拉图王那里去汇报了哈，他说呢，他可以这个王妃呢哈在那里呢哭泣，所以达斯拉图王呢赶过去呢看见了，他可以哈这种状态呢，他就问了，他说哦为什么哈你在这儿哭？为什么哈穿上这些脏破的衣服？他可以说，你还记得吗？你曾经哈、给我呢两个呢祝福，我现在就想要这两个祝福。那么达斯拉团就问了，他说呢，你说吧哈、我一定呢就是说承诺。所以呢，他可以呢就说了，他说我想让我的儿子巴拉塔哈成为王，而主拉玛拉玛的话呢哈将流放生灵。达斯拉团听了后呢，在那里呢痛哭，他说呢，巴拉塔成为王没有问题。但是为什么要主拉玛为什么要拉玛流放生灵呢？他可以说，我只想要这个哈，不要多说了。如果拉玛在这里的话呢，没有人会接受王位的，所以他可以一再坚持主拉玛呢要流放生灵。达斯拉特瓦呢就哭起来，他说：“哦，我亲爱的卡克伊，请不要将拉玛流放生灵。”但是卡克伊并没有呢改变心意，他将主拉他将拉玛呢叫来，他说。主 Ram 的询问、我的父王、为什么在那里哭？他可以说是为了你，因为我得了两个祝福，我的儿子 Bharata 将成为王，而你将流放生灵。 Ram 听了后呢很高兴，他说以为、以前印度的话呢传统都是呢大的儿子呢成为继任者，所以呢现在、请实现你的这两个祝福吧，我立即就走、我立即呢去就是说去生灵里面去。当时西塔听了后呢，他说我一道跟你走，没有你我不能活下去。拉什曼说哈，我也与你们一起走。所以他们三个人的话呢，以三尼亚西的形式的话呢，离开了皇城阿尤迪亚，前往了这个森林的流放。
When Ramchandra went in exile, then Maharaj Dasharatha weeping told Kaikeyi, now I have broken my oath. Relation that you are my wife, I am husband. Now you are no my wife. And if Bharat will come and he will accept kingdom, I also reject him from my son. And he told that take me to house of palace of Kausalya. And there Ram, he left his body. In the meantime, Brahmarshi Vasishth called Bharat and Shatrughna from his maternal uncle house
come back immediately.
And when they came, they saw whole Ajodhya is weeping like widow. He saw that his mother also had taken white dress. Then he asked, where is my father? Oh, he has left his body. Where is Ram? Oh, he has gone to exile. Where is Sita Lakshman? Also there. Why? I have done for you that you should be king of Ajodhya. Then he told, I would have cut your head. But Ram, my brother, will not be happy. So I am not doing so. But now you are no my mother or anything. You are queen, but not my mother. And then he called the council and told that you should be ready. I'm going to Chitrakoot where my brother Ram is with Lakshman Sita, and I will
bring him back,
and he will be the king. He is still king. And thus he, with whole mothers, when they were going, Kausalya and others, then Kaikeyi came to Kausalya and told, oh, sister, I also want to go. And I will tell that I am taking my bone return back. You should come to Ajodhya and be the king of Ajodhya. So you should take with me. Then he also, Kaikeyi, out of mercy, took him with him, with her, and all went to Chitrakoot. And there he was requesting Ramchandra that, you should return back to Ajodhya. Ramchandra heard from them that my father has departed from this world. So first he gave what?
Did ritual ceremony.
And then a big council was there. Vasishtha Maharshi and all this is where in one side. Also, the father of Janaki, Janak Maharaj, came there and he was sitting one place. Ram, Lakshman, Sita and others were one side. Vasishtha Maharaj told, Vasishtha Rishi told, O Maharaj, Janak, I am very happy that you have come. The nauka, the boat of Ajodhya is sinking in ocean. No one is to save. I am happy that now you have come. You should tell Ram and Bharat that what they should do. I cannot tell because I am in the side of Bharat that he should go. But you should tell what they should do. Then Maharshi Vasishtha Maharaj Janak told Ram, are you agree? What I will decide you will follow? Oh yes, certainly. You are my father and my life guru. And then he told Bharat, will you obey me? Certainly, you are my father like. And now, guru also. So you, what you will decide, I will do. Then he,
you will cross me, Vasishtha or Janaka. So you have to promise me you have a Janaka.
Kakeyi说，从今以后呢，我与你解除了这种夫妻关系了。
如果巴拉塔回来继任的王位的话呢，我也将不认他作为我的儿子。所以他呢就去到了卡萨亚哈这个宫殿里面呢，与他一起呢哈居住。当时，不久的话，他呢就去世了，因为呢伤心哈就去世了。巴拉塔呢就回来之后呢，就询问他的母亲哈，他可以说哦，我的父亲哈在哪里？他说他已经哈走了，离开躯体了。那我的兄弟哈 Ram 呢？他说他已经流放森林了。那巴拉塔就问母亲说为什么？他说我都是为了你做了这些。那巴拉塔呢就非常之愤怒哈，生气的，他说呢，我应该是砍了你的头的，但是呢我知道我的兄弟呢 Ram 不会高兴的。从今以后你是王后，但是你不会是我，不再是我的母亲。所以他当时呢就去掉了 Chichakur 这个地方呢去寻找Ram。他说我将把他带回去，他还是王哈，还是呢就是还是当王的。Skakaitu Kasaya say what? The conversation about Kasaya. 他可以呢就对 Kasaya 哈就说了，他说哦姐妹哈，他说我要收回我的前面要的这两个祝福。But what's the reply of Kasaya?
Okay, you can come with me.
那么Kasaya 就说了哈，那你跟我一起走吧。当时呢Brata 呢就请求哈主 Ram 回去呢继任哈这个王位，请求他回到阿尤甲城去。那么主Ram 的话呢，听说自己的父亲走了后呢，就在那时候呢给他举行了这个呢祭礼哈，这个后事。当时有一大群人呢集中在那里，包括呢 Vasistha Muni 哈 Rishi。Vasistha Rishi 啊 ，Janaka 王啊，当时呢主Rama、Lakshman 哈、Sita 也在那，当时 Vasistha Muni 就恳求了他 Janaka 王哈、他说呢，很高兴啊你来到这里，那么Ayodhya城哈、好像你已经要沉底了，你来的正是时候，请告诉哈、Ram 和 Bharata 哈、他们应该怎么做。他说呢，因为我是在 Bharata 那边的，所以就是说他不能够很公正的哈、只做这个事情了。所以呢当时呢 Janaka 王哈就主持了这件事情，他对 Rama 说，他说你能不能哈答应我啊，就是说呢我决定的东西的话呢你会追随。然后他同时也对呢 Bharata 说了，他说你也要答应我，就是说呢我决定的事情哈你也要追随。所以他主持了哈这个 Janaka 王呢主持了这个呢会议啊，这个大会。
Then a big council was there. Maharaj Janak did pranam to his Gurudev Shankar, meditated him and told, oh Shankar, my Gurudev, give me inspiration. What should I tell? And after that, having inspiration from Bhagavan Shankar,he told, Bharat has won and Ram has been defeated. The love and affection of Bharat is very, very deep like ocean. And Ramchandra his dharma his etiquette his dharma pran, but he can sink in the ocean of bhart love and affection, but he cannot move here and there. Means bhart should think that what is real bhakti, uttama bhakti. Though he has won, but he should ask his Ishtadev Ram how he will be pleased and what he wants, and he should follow. Then Bharat became like very happy and he folded his hand to Maharaj Janak. Maharaj Janak, you are my really guru. You have opened all my eyes. Up till now I was looking towards my happiness, that if Ram will come to Ayodhya, I will be happy. But I never thought that how Ram will be happy. Now you have closed my eyes. So, my dear brother Ram, how you will be happy? What you want? Tell me. Then he told that I am defeated. You have won. So I am taking the kingdom of Ayodhya. But I want that 14 years you should manage here. And after 14, my kingdom, not your kingdom. As my representative. And after 14 years, I must come and take my kingdom. Bharat did so. He took the paduka, wooden sandal, on his head and returned back. This is sandal. Like this even.
那么当时加纳克王顶拜了他的崇拜的这个神Sankar，他就冥想，Sankar，我的 Gurudev， 请给我灵感，我应该说些什么。当时呢就有了Sankar的这个灵感之后呢，他就开始呢，加纳克王开始说了，他说主Ram被击败了，因为 Bharata的爱，Bharata的爱的话呢，就像大海一样，Rama的话这个遵守规矩哈，就像一个喜马拉雅山一样。 那么喜马拉雅山可以呢沉没大海，但是呢它却不会动摇。那么巴拉塔哈应该知道什么叫呢 ？Bhakti 哈，就是 Uttam Bhakti 纯粹的奉爱。虽然呢巴拉 a 呢赢了，但是呢他应该问他的 Ista Dev 哈，他的神，也就是 Ram 哈说了，他想究竟想要什么，而他要追随的哈是他的 Ista Dev 的这个愿望。所以呢后来巴拉 a 呢对加那克王说，他说。 你是我的guru，打开了我的眼睛，因为我以前是自私的，我只想着 Ram 回到 Ayodhya， 我就高兴了，但是我没有想到 Ram 的快乐，是你打开了我的眼睛，所以将来的话呢，我将当副呢就是管理呢 Ayodhya 城14年，那么呢就作为这个 Ram 的代表，所以的话呢 ，Ram 就说了，他说呢。 你代表我管理呢 Ayodhya 城呢14年，然后14年之后呢，我将回去继任这个呢王位，所以当时 Bharata 呢就将这个主 Ram 的穿的这个木屐啊这个鞋子的话呢，顶在头上呢，将他呢迎回呢 Ayodhya 城，作为呢他作为呢摄政王那样子的来呢管理。Then
Sri Ramchandra thought that this place is very nearer to Ayodhya. Bharat may come again here, or other
inhabitants of Ayodhya
they may come here. So here rishis will be disturbed. So I must go to Death Forest. And thus he went to Dandakaranya.
那么当时呢，主拉玛村长的话就想了，他说这个地方离Ayodhya城呢太近了，那么这些城里面的市民的话呢都会赶过来的，所以他觉得还是应该离得远一点，所以呢就选择了一个大森林呢叫Dandakaranya这个森林。There
in Panchavati, he made a kuti there on the bank of Godavari, he made a cottage and that is called Panchavati. And there he began to live. But
there one day the sister of Ravan came, Surpanakha, and he saw Ram and became so much attached. She wanted to marry Ram. So she made a beautiful form of lady, very beautiful, and went to Ram. I'm very young and very qualified, beautiful lady, and you are very beautiful. Young person, attractive. I want to marry you. Ramchandra told that I am married, Sita is here. So, Sita has no wife here. Lakshman. So, you should go to Lakshman. Then she went to Lakshman. Lakshman told, oh, I am his servant. Then you will be my servant of that lady. So, go to Ram and he can marry you. Again she came, again she refused, she came to Lakshman, and then he make a very big demon form and wanted to kill and to eat Sita. Then Lakshman, by the order of Ram, he cut his nose and ears and left. And then she crying went to Kardushan, the brother of Ram, Ravan. They came with army. Ram killed them all.
那么在呢，勾达瓦里河岸边哈，有一个呢叫 Panchapati 哈这个地方了。那么主 Ram 的话呢，就将他的 Kutir 哈，他的这个小屋的话呢，就建在了这个河岸边，他就居住在那里。那么有一天呢 ，Ravana 的这个妹妹叫 Subhanaka 哈来到了这个地方，他看见了 Ram 哈，他长得哈非常的英俊的，非常漂亮，他就想的哈，他萌发这个心意，萌发一个愿望，他想嫁给 Ram。那么他就对 Ram 说哈，他说我呢长得很年少美丽，他化身为一个哈美丽的少女，他说我长得哈美丽，青春美丽，而你呢哈又英俊，所以呢我想嫁给你。但是主 Ram 说我已经娶了 Sita， 拉什曼呢还未娶妻。 所以你可以去他那儿，拉什曼就说了，我是 Ram 的仆人，难道你想成为哈他的妻子 Sita 的女仆吗？所以这时候呢哈就推来推去的哈，所以呢这个主后呢恶魔哈这个女魔呢 Subhanaka 呢哈很生气的，他就想杀掉呢 Sita， 想吃掉他哈。这时候呢 Lakshman 呢在 Ram 的授命下呢就割掉了他的鼻子，所以他跑去哈他的哥哥呢 Ravana 那里去告状了，所以 Ravana 说哈我要将他们哈全部呢哈就铲除。
Then Ramchandra told Sita, I want to fight with demons and kill them. So I want that I should keep you with fire. And then he called deity of fire and Sita was given to him. And then Maya Sita was with Sri Ramchandra. Then Surpanakha went to his brother, very powerful Ravan. She told that, I went to forest, and see very beautiful lady. Really she is very qualified to be your queen. More beautiful than your Mandodari. I went there, but they cut my nose in here. I want that you should take revenge and you should anyhow bring Sita and make him her queen here. Yes.
当时呢哈 ，Ram 呢就对西塔说了哈，他说我要呢去杀恶魔，所以将他说你请你呢就是说呢。 进入这个火中，就得到了这个火神的这个保护。当时呢，这个他的这个苏巴纳卡哈，这个恶魔呢回去呢汇报给他的哥哥呢 Ravana 说，他说我在森林里面见到一个哈美丽的女人，他说没有人哈比她更漂亮了，她完全有资格成为你的王妃，所以你赶快去那里哈，将她呢哦娶回来，就是将她呢就是说夺回来，让她成为你的哈这个呢 妃子。
Then Ravan took his one servant named Marish with him and went to Dandakaranya near Panchvati. And he was on Pushpak Viman, which he has taken from Kuber. Went there and told Marish that you should be a very golden deer and go in front of Sita and Ram. Then Sita must tell that bring this deer. Then Ram will follow you and take him very far away, and when Ram will kill you, at that time you should tell Ha Lakshman, Ha Lakshman.
Imitating the voice of Ram.
当时呢 ，Rama 呢带着他的仆人呢 Marichi 哈，去到呢 Dandakaranya 哈这个地方，也就是靠近呢他们的这个Panchapati 哈这个地方了。那么就他们驾的这个花飞机啊 ，Rama 呢哈叫呢 Marichi 哈变成一个呢金黄色的鹿，他说你变成一只鹿哈 ，Sita 呢会来到呢 Sita Ram 的面前，那么 Sita 会对 Ram 说哈，他说呢，请把我哈把这只鹿呢哈捉回来给我，那么 Ram 呢会杀掉你的，而你呢？要假装他的声音、哦、叫 Lakshman Lakshman、嗯、这样子的话呢、嗯、你模仿他的声音、哦、说哦 Lakshman 救救我救救我
So he Marish did so he became a golden deer and he was grazing in front of Sita and Ram Sita Devi told oh very golden deer very dear to meBring, oh Prabhu, my dear husband, Ram, you should bring that either he is alive or dead. Anyhow, I will present it to Mother Kaikeyi. Then Ram followed that deer and he took him very far away. And then Ram suited him. Ram told,Lakshman before going that you should be here and protect Sita. There are so many demons. So you must be here. Don't come anyhow. And then when Ramchandra suited that deer, then he told Lakshman, Lakshman,
save me,
save me. Then Sita Devi told, heard this voice. Lakshman also.Sita Devi told, oh, you should go and help your brother. Oh, otherwise he will be put to death. But Lakshman told, I know my brother. Anyone cannot kill him or not defeat. So I will not go. You should be here. Ramchandra has given me order to be and to protect you. Sita Devi told, oh, You are very kapati.
Hypocrite.
You are a CID of Bharat. And you want that Ram should be killed and I will be the husband of Sita. Oh, it cannot be. Never it cannot be. The Lakshman become very worried.And then he told, I am giving a line all round a circle of this Panchvati, this my cottage. Don't cross, come anyhow. You should be there. When the Marish called Lakshman, Lakshman,Then Sita Devi told, and then Lakshman told, I'm going, but don't come out of this. In the meantime, Ravan came there in the form of a Tridandi Swami like this and told, Bhikshang Dehi, Bhikshang Dehi,
Bhikshang Dehi.
Means give me some food for me. Sita Devi, in a plate, he gave him Ravan tried to enter that cottage, but when he came on the cross line that Lakshman had did, at once some flame began to come, electricity. He could not cross that line. What was that? Scientists are inventing. What was that? This is Indian tragedy. Then he told, I will give course that Ram will be dying. Then Sita anyhow, he came out, because it was the wish of Ram that he should come and Ram should kill. Ram should take him. So when she came, and forcibly he took Sita Devi and took him to chariot, Pushpak Biman, and at once he went to Lanka and kept Sita Devi in the Ashok Ban. Why? Because he told Sita, oh, you should be my queen. You will be more dear to me, Mandodari and others. But Sita refused. Then he kept him there.
那么当时哈摩利奇呢就如寄哈变身的来到了西塔面前哈变成一只呢金黄色的鹿，那么西塔看到这只鹿后呢非常受吸引哈，他最大的丈夫呢拉姆说，哦，普布哈，哦，主人呐，请把那只鹿哈把它带回来给我，或生或死哈，就我想把它哈献给那可可以哈这个呢母亲，所以呢当时呢。Ram 呢就，那么 Ram 就要走远了，就说呢，他准备呢去呢追逐这个鹿。那么这个鹿的话呢 ，Marichi 哈将他带得非常的远。当时呢 ，Ram 呢对 Lakshman 说了，他说呢，你留下来保护 Sita 哈，不要离啊，不论如何不要离开这个地方。在 Ram 杀死这个恶魔 Marichi 之后呢 ，Marichi 哈假装他的这个声音了，就叫着。哦 ，Lakshman， 请救救我，救救我！那么呢，西塔呢听到这个声音后呢，哈，那么 Lakshman 当然也听到这个声音了。西塔说，哈，你应该赶快哈去救救你的哥，你的兄弟。Lakshman 说，哈，没有人能够杀害他的，我不会去的哈，你也要留下来。那么西塔就说了，你这个人哈非常之虚伪，因为你想了 Ram 哈被杀死，而你想娶我为妻。那么 Lakshman 听了这个话呢很伤心了，他呢就说哈，我要走了，但是的话呢他说呢，请你不要哈越过呢这条线，留在这里面。他呢在那个 Panchayat Patti 哈这个小屋的话呢画了一圈。那么 Ravana 当时呢就来了哈，以一个呢Sannyasi 哈这个形象，就是出家人的形象来到了那里，叫着 Bhikshadehi、给我布施哈，给我布施。那么西塔就把那些呢水果啊，还有一些呢根部的食物呢，就取出来哈，准备呢奉于呢这个呢 Ravana 哈这个出家人哈，乔装假扮成一个出家人。那么 Ravana 哈试图呢跨过呢这条线的时候呢，那么这条立即呢闪现出呢这个火电哈，这种呢就是说呢这个保护啊，那个就那个电哈火呢闪出来，所以 Ravana 呢不能够越过这条线，所以他在外面呢他就说呢。他又诅咒哈，他说你再不出来哈，给我布施的话呢，那么 Ram 就会死掉的。所以这时候呢，西塔呢就跨出了这条线，那么 Ravana 哈就将他呢这个呢，绑架了，并且带他哈上了这个花飞机。因为当时 Ravana 哈想让呢西塔成为他的妃子，但是呢被呢哈西塔拒绝了后，所以呢他把他放在了 Ashoka Bhavan 哈这个地方。Is that Ashoka Bhavan？
Then Ram returned with Lakshman and he saw that
Oh, where is Sita? There is no Sita there in Kote. Then he became mad. Oh Sita, where you are? He began to ask even trees and creepers, even Godavari and animals there. Then he went to Kishkindha and met with Sugriv, the king of monkeys, and he made friendship with him, and then he killed Bali. And Sugriv promised that for this I will discover Sita anywhere she is, and then you can kill that person. Then Ramachandra, Sugriv sent Hanuman that you should search where she is, and he went to Lanka, crossing ocean, Indian Ocean, and went there and discovered Sita was there by the help of Vibhishan, brother of Ravan. And then he went to Ashok Vatika and saw Sita. And then Ramchandra has given a ring to Hanuman that when she will meet, you should give, then he will think that you are my messenger. Then she gave it, and then Sita Devi saw that from where it came, he saw on the tree a monkey. Then he came, "Oh, I am messenger of Ram. He has sent me to discover you. Now I am returned back." And then he killed so many asuras who were there, and also the son of and then he entered in Lanka and he gave fire in whole golden Lanka all the way, are finished. And then he returned back to Sri Ramachandra. Now Ramachandra, with the monkey army, Sugriv, Jamvant, Nal, Nil and others, he came to ocean and made a bridge by the help of Nal and Nil. They have a boon that what they will throw in ocean, they will be floating. So thus he made very soon a bridge, and they crossed there and fought with. There was a very big battle for 90 days. And Ravan and his sons, all army was finished. And then Ramchandra made Vibhishan king of Lanka, and then Vibhishan brought Sita Devi to Ram there. But Ram told, to take Sita. Ram told, "I cannot accept you, whether you are chaste or not." Then Sita Devi, "You should go anywhere you like." Then Sita Devi told Lakshman, "Make a fire for me. I will burn. I will not keep my body." Then Lakshmi made a
huge fire.
And then Sita Devi went under the
fire.
This was only tree. Because in Dandakaranya he has first given Sita Devi to fire, deity of fire. Now by trick he took Sita Devi from fire. And then he went to Ayodhya with Sita, Lakshman, Sugriv, Hanuman and others. And there
became king.
Bharat was waiting and he went there at once. He was saved and given crown of Ayodhya. Bhagavan Sri Ram Chandra ki.
Jurama他当时就不接受那个西达，因为他觉得他事后还是很贞洁的。那这个时候呢，那西达他就不想再继续活下去，他就想就说要点火，自己要把这身体给烧毁了。那时候。